This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Ricky Pearsall, again, incomplete grade. This guy's coming off of being shot in the damn chest. For God's sakes, played 11 games. He had four starts. San Francisco's team in general was just, I mean, it was a mess. It was the injuries all over the place. 46 targets. Just 31 receptions, 400 yards, three touchdowns, 67.4% catch rate, and a very respectable 12.9 yards per reception. I think the overall numbers from a reception perception standpoint, Matt, they look pretty good. Sub 70% success rate versus man, we'd like that to be just a tick higher, but 69.7, totally fine. 75% versus press, good. 82.7 versus zone. Again, good. And again, we're talking about a rookie who missed the entire preseason with a gunshot wound. I mean, Come on. I think it's a pretty impressive return to action, beginning a good start for Ricky Pearsall in San Francisco.
Yeah, so very, 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 very fascinating profile with Ricky Pearsall. One that I might do a full breakdown on YouTube, because I have a lot of thoughts on this one. So remember in the rookie report, you know, this is going to help put the full season numbers into context, because in the rookie report, which came out again, always comes out right around week 11, right after week 11, or right during week 11, because Pearsall, I had to sample week 11 to include, because that was his fourth game in the NFL. Because as you mentioned, he was shot in the chest in August. He was shot with a gun. and you know, he didn't even have like a clean off season before that, because he had some injuries and missed time and things of that nature. So tumultuous of an offseason as possible for a rookie receiver. So the first four games I sampled for the rookie report were Chiefs, Cowboys, Bucks, Seahawks. Okay. And the numbers from those first four games were not very good. Okay. We're talking 64.2% success rate versus man, which is below average, 78.6% versus zone, which is above average, but below the 80% we want to see. And here's the big one, 57.1% success rate versus press. So those are the first four games, because then he doesn't really play all that much, because he picked up some other injuries in the next three games, week 12, week 13, week 14. I then charted the last four games of the season. So now that I've said those four numbers, now we read those full success rates off again, 69.7% against man, 82.7% against zone, 75% against press. So first four games, we're at 57%.
Right.
final four games included, now we're up to 75%. What that shows you is we saw massive improvement from Ricky Pearsall in the final four games of the season, specifically against man press coverage. And I mean, I'm telling you, like, I watched that Rams game in week 15. I charted this game, which, by the way, I actually did not watch live because if people remember this, I'm a great husband and I took my wife on a little holiday getaway that we left on Thursday night. So I didn't.
What are you doing, you psycho?
I'm a great dude. I'm a great husband. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to miss Rams Niners. And it turned into the Rams won 12-6 in like some disgusting weather game. I was like, you know what? Glad I missed that. But as I always say, I will eventually. By the way,
congratulations on your third wedding anniversary that you just
celebrated. Thank you. Okay. Hey, congratulations on being the guy that got us married.
There you go.
That's right. For people that don't know, James co-officiated our wedding. So as my wife was watching our wedding video yesterday I was like, can you turn the sound off? Because I've heard James Coe's voice and I feel like I got to get into podcasting mode. Because the video is like mostly music, and then it says like, with the power vested in me, I now pronounce you, man and wife, and it's your voice. Like, I feel like I gotta get the mic. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, what are we talking about here? What receivers are we talking here? Let's talk about success rates.
Now pronounce Ricky Pearsall 2025's breakout receiver. Yeah, maybe. But anyway, so that game in particular, this game that I did not see live against the Rams, go back and watch the film. I'm like, wow, Ricky Pearsall is cutting guys up in man coverage against this Rams team. I mean, so much impressive stuff. We'll talk about some of the specific routes and how interesting that is. But I think, by the way, my theory is those two games, Rams, Dolphins, the coaching staff watched that film, man, because you come out in week 17 and what ended up being a really fun game against the Lions, 40-34, the 49ers lost, despite the fact that their season was pretty much over. Ricky Pearsall explodes in that game, 141 and a touchdown against the man coverage heavy Lions. He just was, and I think the coaching staff's like, wow, our rookie receiver is tearing it up against man coverage, absolutely going after it. Let's make him the focal point of this game against the Detroit Lions and their man coverage heavy defense. And he had over 6 yards per route run against man coverage in that game. So like, I really do think there's something there in terms of him being that guy that can beat man coverage for this team.
All right. So you mentioned his success rates versus man press zone. He lined up. He was more like a 60-40 guy outside. So 60% outside, about 40% inside. I highlight that because while lining up outside 60% of the time, 75% of his receptions and yards came while lined up outside per Next Gen Stats. And man, his ability to come back to the quarterback too, I mean, tough to defend, right? 79% success rate on the comeback, 86.7% on the curl.
Yeah,
this is a player that in the intermediate area of the field is again, just incredibly difficult to stop, whether we're talking about lining up in the slot or outside. But he definitely, in my opinion, and I know you share this sentiment as well, I think this guy absolutely can line up outside.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the press coverage number of 75%, I think, proves that. And there's a lot of reps of him, like I said, just obliterating man coverage. And, you know, Juwan Jennings is an interesting guy because he sort of played, kind of did some X receiver stuff for them, but he's also been like a big slot at times. And I think those two guys are going to, you know, we'll have a lot of time to break down the 49ers receiver room in whole, because Ayuk, like, what is he going to be? Obviously, he'd be the X. He'd be the X when he's healthy. When is he going to be healthy? And then I think you could do some really interesting stuff with like Jennings and Pearsall, kind of one slot, one's a flanker, and they're like motioning at the snap. There's a lot of condensed formations and stuff, switch releases, a lot of cool stuff you could do with those two guys in tandem. But Pearsall specifically, you mentioned those comebacks, the curls. That's where like, okay, yeah, sometimes even when he's just the farthest outside receiver and it's a man coverage situation, and the Niners saw so much man coverage last year because, you know, I think teams were just trying to man up on them because there was no
guys
IU
that could separate. No IU, but that's Jennings and Debo.
But then again, Debo, I didn't realize this until I did a show today that Debo's success rate versus man from this past year, which he's never been a good man beater, his success rate versus man from this past year is the third lowest I've ever charted.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oof. Ever. Yeah, oy. Ever. So, yeah. So, anyways, translation. Teams thought the 49ers couldn't beat man coverage. So they were throwing a lot of man coverage at them. But Pearsall, again, like as the coach staff continued to watch throughout the course of the season, he was showing an ability to beat man, especially against those like curls and comebacks and stuff like that. But really, I think what's fascinating about Pearsall, and I wish I'd thought more about this at the time when they picked him, but I think it became clear actually when I was writing up the rookie report and even just watching the way they were using him.
Yeah.
So many of his routes like break to the outside, you know, they use him a lot on these outbreaking routes, and he's good on these outbreaking routes too. He does have an above average dig route rate, but out, comeback, flat are the only other three routes that he ran at an above average rate, like curls and posts and slants and like all that stuff that you'd think of, like, oh, Ricky Pearsall running in breakers, 49ers offense running in breakers. He's actually running a lot of outbreaking routes and very successful on them. All three of the routes that I just highlighted there, out, comeback, flat, above average success rate. And even one more interesting one, if you notice on the profile, he ran an other route at 9.5% of his sampled routes, primarily, yeah. And he had a great success rate. Primarily, those were like these little option routes, these return routes where like, oh, he breaks out and then he whips back inside, whip routes, stuff like that. That was what was so striking to me. I was like, dude, the Niners have never had a player like this. This is like Cooper Kupp type usage. And the Rams, if you remember when Kupp obviously truly broke out with Matthew Stafford, it's because they transitioned away from some of the typical under center, outside zone, you know, and they went more just like true dropback stuff. The Niners were trying to do this midway through last year. They just ran out of players. I think Ricky Pearsall might be even more critical to the 49ers offense than we're imagining right now because of this, like this role, this new role, this role that he operates in, we've just not really seen with this team before.
That's interesting stuff. Let's talk about some of these inbreakers here, because I think the meat and potatoes of a Kyle Shanahan offense is, man, you got to be able to run some of these inbreakers. And specifically, you got to be good on the dig. You got to be good on the slant. I get that he's absolutely obliterating man coverage here, but I am surprised, though, Matt, 70.5% success rate on the dig, 71 on the slant. Now, that slant route is interesting because that's well below what you would like to see. You want to see that around 80%, 71.4% success rate on the slant. I was surprised. Were you surprised, and or can you add some context, late season context into those numbers as well?
Yeah, I mean, every number from Pearsall's profile does get better when you look at it in just the final four games, you know, and sometimes this is dangerous to do. Other times, you know, we did, man, how often did we talk about the final, you know, four or five games in the reception perception sample for Jameson Williams last year, and how the numbers were so much better. And that ended up being super instructive, by the way, because he ended up playing like a player that played in those final four or five games or whatever. So again, sometimes this is dangerous, sometimes it's not. But yeah, Pearsall's numbers do get better over the course of the season, specifically on dig routes because he had a 60% success rate on dig routes in the rookie report, and he obviously finished right around 70%. I do think he actually can get into routes a little quicker on slants. That's like one area where he could just improve a little bit. He got muscled up a little bit at times on just very, very tight plays like that. I think his separation ability is a little bit more expressed when he's got time to build up speed and explosiveness and snap off, comeback routes or snap off on out routes. So that's one area where I think if we're talking about, can he go from being a good player to a great player? Mm-hmm. I'd like to see that slant route success rate improve. That is definitely one criticism I have with him. In addition to, by the way, not a good after catch player. I don't know that he ever will be. I'm not saying he's like useless. He's got good like spatial awareness, but he does not break a lot of tackles. That needs to come up as well.
Okay. Last thing I want to bring about with Ricky Pearsall, and by the way, guys, I know Matt and I are known for our fantasy takes. This is not a fantasy podcast. Never has been. Never will be. That being said, I feel like Ricky Pearsall, with Brandon Ayuk on the shelf to start the season, I think Pearsall is going to be a massive bargain. I think he's going to go in the double digit rounds. I'm talking rounds 11 or later, generally in your casual, not even your casual, even your more serious redraft leagues. I think Pearsall is going to go pretty late. And to me, this is a player, Matt, that I think could absolutely go ham sandwich, at least to start the season. And that's really what you're looking for in these late round sleepers.
I agree with you. And like drafters and rankers don't really know what to do with this group right now.
Right.
If you look at consensus rankings, Brandon Ayuk, Juwan Jennings, and Ricky Pearsall, in that order, by the way, are jumbled between wide receiver 39 and wide receiver 45. Somebody is out kicking wide receiver 39 from this offense. Yeah. Somebody's going to do it. Pearsall goes the latest, so he's just the one we did a staff mock draft, and I took him in round 11, just like you said. Look, and I love Ayuk. If Ayuk was healthy, I think I'd have no hesitation calling him a top 10 wide receiver in the league.
Correct.
Coming out of 2023, he played like a top 10 wide receiver in the league. So,
correct.
Like if he can get back to that form, I would still take him as the number one. But I do think that because a lot of fantasy players got Juwan Jennings off the waiver wire last year, and that ended up being a great pickup, and like his yards per out run, like he's generally a guy that people really like. I've always had an affinity for Juwan Jennings.
For sure.
Player.
Come on.
I just think that Ricky Pearsall, I agree with you, is getting a little bit slept on right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.